League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Turn that off. Turn that off. That is the worst. Lance is watching X Factor during the break here. Maybe the worst.
Somebody sent a gif of one girl elbowing another girl to face on one of those shows.
It was Kevin Durant and Chris Paul.
Yeah, well,
by the way,
said.
He did get elbowed. Will Kevin Durant get fined for that elbow to Chris Paul's face? I kind of feel like he might. I kind of feel like he should, and he just might.
Yeah, if he doesn't get suspended, who cares?
Yeah, I know, but I'm worried. Kevin Durant, you don't think it's going to hurt him if he gets $25,000 fine?
No.
You don't think that Kevin Durant's feelings could be hurt and maybe he might go 2-for-14?
Seems unlikely. Seems unlikely. I mean, Ben Simmons elbowed Kyle Lowry in the nuts and he got suspended, and I mean he got fined and was like, okay, whatever.
But I'm hoping that Kevin Durant learns a little lesson here.
It seems like unlikely.
Yeah, to me it seems very likely.
Hey, what does Houston do? So Golden State is going to shoot the ball better, more than likely. The odds say, if you had a gun to your head, you would say, yeah, the elite shooters in the history of the NBA will probably start shooting better. How do the Rockets counter that?
By shooting even better.
That's what they have to do. That's all it is.
That's it.
They just got to keep shooting.
What do they do?
You know, honestly, if you want to beat Golden State Warriors and you got to steal one in the Bay, you're going to have to just play a out of your mind game at some point.
You got
to
outscore them. So why is it that they are going to score better? This is how this series is. By the way, the Rockets play good defense in the half court set.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, they're not getting back, and I would imagine D'Antoni's going to be like, when he sees made baskets and layups on the other end, he's probably going to be pissed, and he's going to go, "What the hell are we doing here? Mm-hmm. Why are we not getting back and trying to stop them from bullying through the lane?" Durant and Draymond were doing that, and it's like, "What the hell? Can you guys slow them? Can you get in front of them?" Because nobody was. That to me is more egregious than any, you know, giving up any 3-point shot. If you want to know the truth, the Rockets have defended well at the 3-point line. A lot of their shots are contested.
They're missing some open ones, though.
They are missing
unusually,
some open ones.
I'm not used to seeing them miss these shots.
That happens.
Yeah, but not over the course of an entire season. I mean, series. I'm not used to seeing Klay Thompson miss open corner threes. It's just like, this is just highly unusual. That's why you had to go steal. But now that you're 2-2, hey, you know what? Even if Golden State makes threes, you can still win. You just have to rebound, and you've got to keep from turning the ball over. There's still formulas for beating them when they play well. They're not better. They're not markedly better than the Houston Rockets. They're just not. They shoot the ball better than the Rockets. Well, guess what happens when they're not shooting well? The Rockets are on the same level or better than the Golden State Warriors when they're not shooting it well. And that's what's happening. And it's just really interesting to watch them bring in Pat Beverly. They talked about Pat Beverly and what he did to defend Kevin Durant, because he's one of those guys who's always been a nuisance to Durant. And he's 6 foot, and Kevin Durant's almost 7 foot. I mean, that's highly unusual. But Durant doesn't like that physicality. And he talked about yesterday, did you see halftime?
No.
So on halftime show, you were at the game. So they were Pat Beverly was talking about one of the ways you defend is when Kevin Durant faces you up, or when he's backing you up, when he's got you backed in, at some point he's going to turn to face you up. So you have to be ready to have your hands low to steal the sweep move he's going to do underneath, because he's going to sweep underneath you. And they showed they showed P.J. Tucker doing that and stealing it from him yesterday. P.J. Tucker right now, every coach in America it does not need hims at all because it is stirring and moving and jostling. Like Jeff Van Gundy, of course you knew he'd love P.J. Tucker. Yeah. You didn't ever had to hear him say a thing to know that.
Yeah.
Every coach in America loves P.J. Tucker. You know why? Dirty work guy, doesn't have to have the ball in his hands, makes winning plays, and competes his ass off every single time. Right. That's the heart of the Rockets. P.J. Tucker's heart of the Rockets. It doesn't mean that you're going to win games if he plays well. It doesn't mean you're going to lose games if he plays poorly. But you know what? You better have him on your roster. You better have him on
love
your roster.
Guy.
He is so – and he's – and he – I don't like talking about the money thing because everyone's like, boy, he's a cheap contract. Van Gundy said that. I'm like, shut up. What, you know who's not a cheap contract? The $40 million man. So
why you got to always bring up his money?
You know what? If you're going to have that guy, then yeah, P.J. Tucker has to play for less. Do you want a ring? Thank you. We got two $40 million men.
Why can't he stay out of Chris Paul's pocket ever? Always worried about Chris Paul.
Why is everyone trying to give P.J. Tucker more money? P.J. Tucker's fine. He's set for life. Enough. Stay out of Tillman Fertitta's pocket.
He's locked in till 2021. When he's 34 now. He'll be 36 at the end of his deal.
Yeah. P.J.
Making
Tucker's
about
already 34.
Making $8 million at 36 years old. Yeah. I feel like Lance might feel differently about P.J. Tucker and his money. Like, hey, he's making too much money. Because that's what Lance does.
At the end, right.
No, he's making
36.
He's making real money.
I'll tell you this.
He's making good money.
In 2 years, I don't worry about Pete. If you want to know the truth, who are you worried about more that's not going to be worth their contract?
Look,
Chris Paul
Rockets
or P.J. Tucker?
This whole Rockets team has a small window. Because you know what? I know you talked about it a lot. You talked about it before, like this is their best opportunity. Last year was the best opportunity when Chris Paul was healthy because the East is better than it was last year.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You have to get through the Warriors and...
Because you know what?
Then
the Bucks are way better than
the Cavs.
The Cavs
and the Raptors might
year.
Be better than the Cavs, too.
Way better.
I don't even care about the Rockets 2 years from now because I don't think they'll be a contender 2 years from now. I think it's this year and then maybe next year.
Yeah. I think there's
Tillman will be paying guys he doesn't want to pay, but I don't care about Tillman's money.
Well, I've said this before. I don't think they're a good matchup at all for Milwaukee. I think you're a much better. You would much rather play Golden State than you would Milwaukee if you're the Rockets.
Yeah, if you could somehow reseed and face Golden State in the finals, you'd be much better off.
Yeah, they don't have any matchup for Giannis.
Nothing.
Giannis was
15-22.
His spin dribble is ridiculous, and the length that he can, his step length, and obviously his explosiveness.
By the way they defend James. And the way, you know, because they're the ones they started the hip.
Budenholzer is a great coach. And he was always known as a great coach. And he was just not a name guy. And when he got there, so I was talking to our guy, Alonzo, yesterday. And we were talking some about the Rockets. And we were talking about, like, I'll tell you some stuff off there. It's just interesting. We're talking about Greedy Williams a little bit. I can just tell you this. These guys not doing workouts saying, telling teams, well, you can watch my tape. I'm not doing anything else. Teams are saying, okay, then you can fall because we need to see something. And if you're already a diva, then we don't really want to mess with you.
Yeah.
We'll take you somewhere else where we feel like it's less penal to us if you end up being difficult to coach, whatever the case may be. But I bring that up.
Go look at your game film of you not tackling Greedy. Okay.
Yeah. We bring that up because you see the AAU babies that come into the league that are branded from early on, then they're told they're super special and all that, the Kyries of the world. Kyrie's a great player, super emotional, right? We know that's a new thing now. We have guys that it turns into all about them all the time. It's all about their contracts. Where will they go? When will they go? Ooh, look who's got an Instagram story. Oh, there's drama between these two players.
He stopped following this team.
Yeah, he stopped following. You know who's not a problem? Giannis.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because
Giannis just wants the ball.
By the way, all
Giannis cares about is ball. He doesn't care about his brand. He doesn't care. If he does, we don't know about it. It's behind.
Was it on HBO or 30 for 30 or whatever? He lived in like a two-bedroom apartment with his brother.
No, and I think anytime you have international players who have come up hard, and really you could say that typically, you've always been able to say that about like inner city kids, but now it's much different because the AAU stuff. I mean, you're getting you're getting under the table
making wild, crazy accusations.
Yeah, everyone knows that. But what you are seeing are Giannis is a throwback player in the sense that they really cared about. There used to not be a brand. It used to not be about brand. And the brand thing really started even after AI. Like Allen Iverson was the guy that brought hip hop culture and basketball together, where it really crossed the line, it blurred lines, I should say, and it really changed everything. Where players then all started doing rap albums. Even before then, you had it with different players starting to do rap albums and things like that. But Allen Iverson wasn't trying to be a brand. He was just trying to be himself, and that's what people liked about it. Now you have guys who try super hard. I mean, James tries super hard. This is my look. This is what I'm doing. I've got the logo, the beard. I've got that, which is fine. That's who they are now. That's what the league is. So when you see a guy like Giannis, who's pretty much just about ball, and Milwaukee's great. I love living here. Everything's great. Yeah. Like that is, I'm just not used to seeing that.
No.
Why isn't he trying to get out of there and super friend it up?
We were used to seeing that's not true, because we were used to seeing it with San Antonio.
They were an outlier.
Tim Duncan. I mean, no, but that's, you know.
But two players.
Well, now we got it again with
two players were international, and one was a 4-year senior.
Right, and now you got another international guy that's acting like this.
Right.
Well, it's Dame Lillard up in Portland. He's not looking at. No, bounce.
Dame's kind of an old school dude.
That
also,
that is true,
and he's all about. But you know what? He's also a rapper. He's a rapper too, and a pretty good one, to be honest with you.
Podcast guy, isn't he?
No, that's McCollum.
Oh, McCollum.
But you know, Dame is about ball. You know, and did you see his comments recently? He said, "Yeah, I was homeless. He said, "This isn't pressure. Basketball's not pressure to me. I've been through that life," and you get the sense that molded him and shaped him. And he is all about, this is my love. This is my focus. My desire. And I remember Chris Paul telling Jarrett Stidham this at a lunch we were at. He told Jarrett Stidham, you know what? It was about, you know, talking to him about if he was going to come out or not. And he didn't end up coming out. And Chris Paul said, if you're not ready to lead men, he said, if you're having fun in college, go have fun another year in college. If you're not ready to lead a 31-year-old man this is his last chance at winning a championship, and he's got three kids and all this stuff, and you're trying to extend, you know, you want to hope to extend his career by you playing well helps him out. He said, then don't come out yet. He said, the most disappointing thing that I found in my league, and Ted Johnson, who was also there, backed this up in the NFL. He said, I couldn't believe how many players around the league didn't love ball like I did. He goes, that was the most disappointing thing I found out within the first 2 years. Like, wait a minute. I thought everyone was.
You just love
like,
it.
Everything that drove you was basketball. He said, and then you start finding out, for a lot of guys, this is just a means to an end. They like the money it brings. They like the fame, the celebrity. They like to play basketball, but it doesn't drive them. They're not driven to win championships. I think everyone assumes every player is driven to win at the highest level. Like that consumes them. The relatively low number of guys in all sports. I'm not going to pick on basketball. I mean football too. Remember when we had Bam Morrison studio when we were at 610. And he told us on the air, we had him in studio one time, and he told us when he got in trouble with weed and getting arrested and all that stuff, he said, yeah, I didn't really like football. I just liked those paychecks that came in. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time I had heard that, and I was like, wow. And then the more you talk to
it's
different people,
you
find out there's a lot of guys who just love the paycheck. Would they be playing if they're making $90,000 a year?
For some, it's a job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a good job.
It's
a good paying job.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people don't love their jobs.
Oh, no, it's an incredible paying job.
Right. All right. You know what else is incredible? Having testosterone.
it is. It's a whole lot better than not having it. I can tell you that. Look at Lord Varys. Just out there, just like. What's Jamie doing? One hand doesn't matter. If he's not a Kingslayer, he's something else slayer. And you know what? That's that testosterone kicking in for him. And that's what you need, is to get your testosterone levels up there. You want to live your best life, and you can't do that if your testosterone level isn't where it needs to be. The testosterone level being where it needs to be, you know what it does for you? It gives you better energy. It gives you the ability to do your best work. It increases your lean muscle mass, your ability to metabolize, your mental acuity and quickness. There are so many benefits to having your testosterone level where it's supposed to be. All you have to do is make sure that your levels are where they are, where they're supposed to be, by going to Men's T Clinic. They will test you. They'll find out where the number is. If it's low, they can start treating you and get you back on the road to being the real you. Men'sTClinic.com. There are four locations in Houston, but it's opening soon at Kirkendall and Grand Parkway. Make sure that you stay abreast of all of the openings that they have, because it seems like they're opening all the time now. Men'sTClinic.com.
A new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 8:21, and your Rockets are going back to Oakland to take them on at tied at 2. And we are inviting you to take the day off of work, play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 Occasional Invitational. Usually it's an annual or semi-annual or, you know, whatever. This is an occasional. Every once in a while we'll have a golf tournament, but we're having one now. It's presented by Twin Peaks, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place on Wednesday, June 5th at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. I played up there yesterday. And I got to tell you, it is...
So the elevation's the same, or where are they?
Yeah, it hasn't shrunk it or hasn't risen. What do you mean?
I was just seeing if they still have the highest elevations. I didn't know.
Yes, where we were. How would the elevations change in any way?
Over time, rain and wind can shrink. You know, it has an effect on different mountains.
It's not California where it starts to fall into the ocean.
Stop talking about my second city like that.
Each golfer will receive beverages, lunch from Texadelphia, dinner, a custom ESPN 97.5 Gust Buster umbrella, number one umbrella for all professional golf tours, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com. We're also going to auction off playing with me and Lance to raise some more money.
Yep.
Okay? So we got that going.
For a great cause, too. We talked about Jeff Van Gundy, but, man, what Roynell Young does over there is unbelievable. With the kids at ProVision. It's really, really great. All right, 8:23. I do have to tell you guys, if you get a chance, I'm just telling you two guys, if you're listening, y'all can't too. If you go to YouTube, and I have no idea how this popped up on my radar, and now it became a rabbit hole for me. I probably watched 12 videos. At least one of these guys is from Houston. It's a YouTube page called Frankenstein's Lab. And all they do is there's two guys who are super high, like they can't even open their eyes, and they watch comedy, and all you see is a video of their it's like a reaction video to them watching Bill Burr comedy and different clips, Theo Vaughn. They just kind of random guys who are pretty funny, but they just take random clips from that, and then they watch them, and they react to them, and their reaction to super high guys just laughing their asses off. For some reason, I can't stop watching these videos. And one guy wears a Rockets hat all the time because he's from Houston. I don't know if they filmed this in Houston or not. So Frankenstein's Lab. It's just, you can't even see, like, I turned the volume down so you can't see. You literally can't see their eyes, in especially the guy on the left. You see? I haven't even seen this one either. I mean, they've got to be super high, right? I mean, oh. I know they are, obviously.
Well, look at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, wow. Like, he can't even open his – either of them can open their eyes.
I think he just listens to the comedy. And then when they're on, and when the comedy's on, and, like, Bill Burr just makes them crack up. All they do is sit and watch, and they just respond to these – that's all it is. It's just – they're in two chairs. See? They're in two chairs against a white wall. They're in regular, like – office chairs, and they superimpose the comedy, and they're watching it kind of. Really, their eyes are really closed.
They can't
and
see
it's just,
it.
It's just reaction video to two high guys cracking up watching comedy, and I can't stop watching this. I'm like a kid watching, you know, What video are you watching there, little Billy?
Watching little kids unwrap their own presents.
Oh, you're watching unboxing videos. And I'm sitting there saying, what a bunch of dumb, stupid kids watching unboxing videos. Who watches dumb, stupid stuff like that? What are you watching, Lance? Two guys that are super high watching comedy. I know, but what are they doing? Just mostly just laughing.
Sitting there
laughing.
And it's poorly lit. You see the shadows. it's two guys
watching comedy. And I can't stop watching their reactions to the comedy. And I'm as bad as the little kids watching unboxing videos.
Yeah, I guess you are. Hey, I got a question for you. Can you name in order the Astros OPS leaders? Who do you think is hitting the best on the Astros?
I'll give you the top three. Let's go with... Okay, so do you have minimums?
So...
Or is this a trick question where somebody with not as many at-bats is out there?
No. They're all in the hunt for the batting title. So three of them are in the best? Bregman's number one.
Right. Number two, because I don't know if Tuves is still there because he came down. I'm going to go with Georgie.
He's third.
Okay. So number two is the trick. And let's say your boy Reddick.
No, Reddick's sixth. Carlos Correa, who's got a 16-game hitting streak. But get this. Their OPSs are 958, 952, and 951. It goes Bregman, Correa, Springer. And
that's really high.
That is really, really. And then Brantley's over 900 as well. And Reddick and Altuve. Altuve is really surprising. His OPS is 830 this year. His average is down to 240, is 244.
Boy, and he had that red hot stretch. Other than that, it's been bookended by a little up and down baseball.
Yeah. It really is, but that Bregman, Correa, and Springer, 958, 952, 951.
And Brantley
at 918. It is kind of amazing. Yeah, this offense is, well, and now here, as soon as you face the Angels and now the Royals, and, you know, you're going to get into a part with the White Sox coming in, and you're going to get into a part of the schedule where all of a sudden, you know, we were a little worried about this team at 18 and 14, just not playing great baseball. But here's the thing is, you know, they're going to be lamb killers. They're going to win 100+. They're going to win 100 games. The thing is, though, are they good enough? Are they good enough to win it all?
It's almost like once you win a World Series, because we're part of the proletariat now. The rest of the league is the poors.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not the poors. No, we are the
riches.
That's
funny. There were two guys in from Kansas City last night. They were at the game with a friend of ours, and they just came in to come to the Rockets game, and they were like, oh yeah, we didn't even know the Royals were here. I was like, what? Like you? Like anyone care? It's the Astros versus the Royals.
You remember when the Royals mattered about 3 years ago?
Four years ago.
Yeah.
2015.
Oh, this just in. There was something called a World Series.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you remember it?
Yeah. 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 Now there are biz notches. But you're absolutely right. I'm like, of course you didn't know the Royals were here. No one cares about Royals baseball.
Yeah, poors.
Yeah.
Bunch of poors. Get on some of this Astro juice.
Yeah. Okay? No. I'm still worried a little bit. I'm a little bit concerned. Somebody asked me last night, when didn't you say, John, you got to wait and see on Gerrit Cole? And I said, yes. Lance is the one who wanted to give him the big contract right away. I'm the one that said, let's wait and see.
You're like, I've seen enough. $200 million.
Right.
Well, let him actually have to wait until you actually have to pay him.
Yeah, giving up two home runs last night and then against Cleveland, he gave up a couple.
Well, last year was his, you know, that was not his last year.
Well, two of his last three starts. The last night's start wasn't very good. But his two starts before that were really good.
Well, the difference of being a true number one that you pay a bunch of money is consistency. And he had the year.
Well, but he was consistent last year.
Yeah, the last year. But 1 year doesn't equal you. If you're consistent number one, then you've done it 2 years in a row. At least.
Are you going to be scared when Gerrit Cole is walking out there for game two in the playoffs?
I don't know. Let's see how he pitches the rest of the game. I can tell you this. I would be afraid if he's making $30 million a year. I would. I don't want him making $30 million a year right now because he doesn't look like a $30 million.
Pocket watching.
Why are we just giving away money to guys who aren't earning it? I don't know why.
You gave it to Chris Paul.
I like how you guys don't think of any cap issues or cap hell. You give away bad contracts. There are bad. You give away. Teams have cap figures in their heads.
No.
Oh, yes, they do.
Not Jim Crane.
All of a sudden, slashy.
Uncle Drayton did.
Here comes Bregman's like, I want more money.
Oh, well, guess what? He just got.
I want more money.
He just got.
So?
They just gave him $150 million. They just gave him $100 million.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Bregman the highest paid player in baseball?
No.
Okay. Until he is.
Well, guess what? He's got 5 years. He didn't have to go through arbitration and all that crap. Guess what? You be appreciative.
That's what they'll do. There's never any complaining about contracts anymore.
Oh, guess what? He did complain. He got paid. Squeaky wheel got paid.
You have to pay. All these contracts are guaranteed no matter how terrible you are. That's why on the front end of them, you don't just give away money early.
Oh, really?
You don't.
You were fine with giving Bregman money but not Cole.
Bregman, I know what Bregman does. Yeah. Gerrit Cole has had 1 year, and look what he's doing this year.
No, he's had a bunch of years. He's been an all-star before he came here.
With you, he wasn't his last year there.
No.
Put two good years together in a row. Two ace years. And I'm talking about, it's one thing being a two or three. We're talking about him being a one, paid like a one. Then pitch like a one. Do it for 2 years, and then I feel much better about it.
You wait and see, and then you're going to be
I hope he does. I'm not saying he can't. He has that kind of stuff. I just want to see him do it. That's all. I just want to – it's just a show-and-prove situation. That's all. If you want to get this money, then show-and-prove. And frankly, I don't even care if you want to get this money. Don't give it to him until you have to.
Yeah, well, guess what? That's why he's pitching like this.
Because you gave out too
much. You don't appreciate
early money.
He's going into a free agent year, and you're not appreciating him. Thanks.
I appreciate him just fine. Yeah. I forgot that millions and millions isn't appreciation. He's playing on a league minimum.
Yeah.
Poor –
No.
Poor Gerrit
Cole. You gave Verlander $33 million a year. Congratulations.
Maybe if you
Gerrit
were
Cole sitting over here going, what? I got one on my mind.
I'm sorry. You know
on
what?
My bag.
Oh, really good. You know what Verlander is? A champion. You know what? Gerrit Cole isn't a champion. He could be if he signs up for your energy.
That's right. If he goes to 1560energy.com, he'll have more money in his pocket than he can just worry about pitching.
You know who likes
again.
Rewarding non-champions? The Rockets. Gerrit Cole should have been a backup point guard, or just a guard for the Rockets. He'll get paid.
Oh, yeah.
He'll get paid.
How many championships have any of those guys won?
None. Gerrit Cole's
and
playing the wrong
what?
Sport.
Oh, $160 million. Lance paid out to Chris Paul.
And loved every second of paying it, too.
Yeah, but guess what?
Capella's making money, not a champion.
Chris Paul probably didn't even use champion energy.
Of course he did.
Because he's like, I don't need money. I got plenty of it. I ain't worried about my money.
He probably has Tillman play his electric bill.
But you're probably right.
Not actually the money that Tillman gives him. He says, Tillman, part of the deal, you pay my electric bill out of your own pocket.
Bill, so I don't have to worry about that. What regular people like us, you know what we got to worry about? Our electricity bill. Okay.
And where will we go?
We would go to Champion. 1560energy.com. That's where we would go. 1560energy.com. So we got more monies in our pocket. So Lance doesn't have to talk about your money. That's all he talks about is people's money. Worried about money. You go to 1560energy.com. You never have to worry about money again. 1560energy.com.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you are more than welcome to do that. Let's see, NBA playoffs. Let's see what the Rockets are. Right now, the Houston Rockets are plus five and a half in game five at Golden State. Seeing as how this has been a tight series, I don't know, I'm taking the 5.5. I have a feeling the Rockets show up again.
How did I miss this one? Did you see the elbow that Draymond threw?
Yeah.
I'm not Draymond, but
Kevin Durant?
Yeah,
that's Chris Paul? I said. I asked that's you if he's going to get fined. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you were talking about. I thought you meant Draymond.
No. Kevin Durant is going to get fined. And you both were like, you were not worried about his money.
No, we're not. Fine.
He's going to get fined for that. Yeah. He threw an elbow right into Chris Paul's
mouth. No, he did. I mean, you could see him look and throw it. And I thought, oh, no, they don't ride the banana boat. That's right. He's not on the team,
No, he's not on the team banana boat. Yeah. No, they don't want Kevin Durant on there. He's too busy with his burner accounts to worry about that.
That was a legit. I mean, it's
yeah, that was
Chris
a legit
Paul
elbow.
Doing something underneath. Well, he's got a little arm in his lower back. And what Kevin Durant could break in half at any time. So Kevin Durant's just protecting himself because you can snap Kevin Durant. You think he broke his arm several times when he was a child? From just, like, doing cartwheels and his arm snapped.
Who, Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
His stick arms?
Yeah.
His toothpicks? No.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that he broke his arms all the time, but I'm pretty sure.
Do you think he ever went swimming and his
arms... I'm pretty sure he ain't ever went in an arm wrestling match.
No. Do you think he ever went swimming and his arm snapped in half because of the resistance of the water just... What a weak ass.
What?
I'm just tired of
it. I can tell you this. He can shoot. That dude.
Nestor says, that's on the Rockets for not having an enforcer to check Green's bitch ass. Don't matter. Rockets and six. I'll be a, if the Rockets go 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Lance,
I think P.J. Tucker is a little bit of an enforcer.
Yeah, he is.
They're not going to play goon ball. It's not going to be goon ball. You don't want to get involved with that anyway. With Draymond Green. Draymond will always win. You have to be physical.
Well, that's
and the Rockets
it.
Are being physical, but well, you don't want to goon
they
up.
They lost
with,
games 1 and 2 when they weren't physical at all.
Don't let them pull you. Don't let Draymond pull you out of who you are.
You know what? Guess what, though? It's going to get really, really physical in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get really physical.
Not so much with Steph Curry.
No, not Steph, but underneath Draymond.
Klay Thompson
Draymond,
could get a little physical.
Draymond, Looney, Kevin Durant is going to get physical. I'm telling you.
Have you noticed that Klay Thompson does some stupid stuff sometimes? Like that, where he stepped into James's space. James is already going to try to draw it on you anyway. Klay made, I was like, wow, James didn't have to kick a leg, jump forward. James is like, you legitimately ran up under me on my three. What the? Klay does dumb. He will give you some dumb fouls from time to time.
I don't know if you remember last year I wrote the article of the stuff that you will see in this series. And at some point, and one of the things that I wrote was, at some point you'll say, man, this Klay Thompson is really not good at basketball. And then at some point you will also say, he is awesome. And I think we're seeing this is an unbelievable time because he has been crap in this series. Mm-hmm. I am afraid he is going to wake up. That is fearful because he is much better than he has played. He has just not been good, and that's just fine by me. Maybe he's having his, I don't know, maybe it's catching up with him. Maybe he's just not all that great. He's just been in a fortunate circumstance all these last 5-6 years. He has looked like crap this series. He really has, and I'm fine with that. I'm just worried that he's going to wake up here in Game 5. Let's get Jose in here. He wants to talk about the Rockets. What do you say, Jose?
Yeah, what's up, fellas? Long time, man.
Hey, what's up, Jose? How you doing?
How you doing, man? Long time, brother. Been listening to you guys, man. Just don't get a chance to call in like as much as I used to.
Now, hold on. Let me.
The Jose?
No. This is the other Jose. So there's two Jose's.
Yeah.
And this is the Jose that plays basketball, right? It's the same one.
Yeah.
But look, this is the... So this is the Jose also. I try to tell people, I'm pretty sure, aren't you the one that first called Daryl Morey Deep Blue?
Yes.
I'm telling
you,
to this day,
went way back.
Yeah, I went all the way back to 6'10 when you said Daryl Morey was Deep Blue, who's the computer that played chess. Do you know to this day that cuts Daryl? Like, you cut Daryl with that comment. Daryl brings it up. He credits me for calling him Deep Blue, and then it kind of hurt his feelings. And I'm like, dude, that was a guy named Jose. That was back in the day. I said, Daryl, that was not me that called you Deep Blue.
Yeah, that was not meant as a diss.
You called him Deep Blue. That was you that came up with that nickname. Yeah. It was brilliant, by the way.
Huh. Oh, thank you. But now, man, you know, the Rockets, I think you guys are not taking into account how much pressure the Rockets putting offensively on the Warriors. I'll tell you what, man, playing with dead legs and trying to shoot with dead legs and you're having to guard, you know, the best perimeter guys in the league. I know Klay is tired. I can see it in his face, man. They're just, you know, your legs are a little weak. His jump shot is not going to be as pure. And the thing about Harden, man, Harden is a bully. You know, as much as people talk about him being a flopper and they want to say that he looks for contact. He beats you up. The dude literally going to the basket, throws elbows, throws his body at you. And, you know, in a 48-minute game in the playoffs, I mean, it takes a toll on you.
It's true.
And Curry's been dealing with Lou Williams. Now he's dealing with Eric Gordon. You got to give some credit to the Rockets. You got to look at them and understand that as much hell as the Clippers gave the Warriors, the Rockets are the only team that can score with the Warriors and put pressure on them offensively and keep them on their heels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm kind of with you. I mean, James does really take a toll. James is a big physical guy, and he plays big physical basketball. He also obviously is looking for fouls and things like that, but at the same time, he is also a guy that will really wear – I think he's got to wear guys down physically. And I thought that Greg made an interesting point, guy on Twitter. He said, how about the fact that the Rockets make you defend – you think about this, it's not just James anymore. It's Chris, James, Eric Gordon. So you have – Chris Paul and Steph Curry are always having to defend somebody. They're always having to defend somebody. Maybe that is impacting their offense.
Yeah, listen. I'm not afraid of them shooting three. I think the Rockets are doing a hell of a job on the perimeter, whereas they're not doing a great job inside. They're using a smaller lineup, and I think that they're giving them problems on the perimeter. I don't mind them shooting these threes. I much prefer them than driving the lane. These it seems like it's almost automatic. These pull ups, these elbow jumpers that Durant gets and Steph. I'm telling you, I just feel like the Rockets are just much better off. If you want to play a game of threes, with the Rockets, see how it works out for you. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? All right, Judd, let's go. Keep on shooting them threes. Keep that same three energy, Warriors. Let's go. 713-780-3776.
Daring the Warriors to shoot a bunch of threes. Yes. It just doesn't feel smart.
It feels
fine. Hey, Night King, throw your stupid.
Yeah, guess what happened?
Javelin.
He missed.
Did he?
Yeah, and then lost. And he lost the war. I don't know if you remember. He threw it at Danny. She flew away, and then she burned him.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah, guess what? He lost.
In real life, he slaughtered everyone. It's over.
No, well, in real life, he wouldn't exist because he's a zombie. He's a zombie Iceman in real life. What are you talking about?
Like they can't exist.
In real life.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the one who said you thought you saw somebody at Fountain View in Richmond.
No, I think homeless. No, what I said is homeless people are our version of zombies because if they could pass that disease around and they started, if they could pass homelessness around, they'd wipe us out in 6 months.
I feel like we shouldn't.
Look, you want to go through, let's say something. Lance, you know how people react around homeless people? They always want to try to avoid or they don't know what to do. Like if a homeless person decided, you know what, with a scratch or a bite, I could turn you into a homeless person. You don't think homeless people would take over the world?
I try because
we don't know how to deal with the homeless.
I do try to avoid looking directly in the eye when to walk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing personal. Because I know I can give money. It doesn't matter. Because I give money, and the very next day, the guy's looking at me like, where's what? And I'm like, dude, remember yesterday?
Yeah. I just can't. Don't you remember?
Do you remember me?
He no. Remember. He doesn't.
No.
Know.
Hold on.
Mm-mm.
And the guy who comes up, roll your window down, I give you this piece of paper. Nah. That's just a gateway into a conversation
you,
for
man.
Money. Yeah. I asked, no. Come on, I just want to, where are you going? I don't want to give you this piece of paper. It's got something on it. Nah, I'm good. I don't.
Like, they're doomsday preppers and like these crazy people who have decided, hey, when the end of the world comes, I'm going to be ready. No one's ready. No one teaches you how to deal with the homeless person.
No.
And if they could pass on homelessness, it'd be over.
This is just such an ugly conversation. But
I'm telling you.
Are your kids in the car?
No,
they're going to be very, very young.
Snacks. So I rolled down a window. There was a guy who was in a wheelchair, and he's screaming stuff. And I just wanted to hear what he was saying. So I rolled down the window so I could hear what he was yelling and saying. And Sebastian got so mad at me because he said I was trying to prank a homeless man that I wasn't going to give him money, pretending I was going to give him money and then wasn't going to. I said, I'm not pranking him. I just want to hear what he's saying. What?
There is something to this, Del. You know that crazy woman that I told you about at Starbucks, and I give her money, and she tells me stories. She came up and hugged me the other
day. I'm telling you, this is why Del doesn't deal.
Do interactions.
You think people think it's like, oh well, this homeless person, I'm going to give them money. Look, if they ever turn aggressive, they could pass on their, I'm not going to call it disease. That's even harsh for me.
This is so bad.
That's even harsh for me.
This is so bad.
But if they were zombies.
Go to break.
I mean, break,
were
go zombies, to break it.
And they would, and
you have dug yourself a hole.
I don't care about the hole.
Sprinted to the top.
You mean the homeless disease? Is that what you mean?
I said it's not a disease. But if we're going to pretend like they're zombies and it was, they would wipe us out.
You got like go to break.
Hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Stop looking at Joe Biden creepy pictures. So, Dell, it's a good thing. Not Dan Holden said, well, thank God I took my sons to the doctor to get their homeless vaccine shots. Okay, you've moved ahead by half a point in the horrible person standings
really.
On the show.
Finally,
no,
really.
No, no, you really did.
No, not really, because yes. I've stated this in the past and it didn't jump me up the rankings. This is something I've said before.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think it's based in logic. I'm not saying the homeless are zombies. I'm just saying they're our version of zombies because we don't know how to deal with them. And if at any point they went rogue, they destroy us.
Terrence Jones agrees with you, but he just kicks the homeless people disease right out of them.
Man.
Yeah, Terrence Jones.
T. Jones thought he had a little action.
Look,
coming
Terrence
back.
Jones might have been before his time.
No. Laugh out loud. Y'all went to break faster than Jamie leaving Winterfell. Okay.
Because y'all afraid. That's
not my look when the crazy lady tries to hug me. That is not my look. Okay, so stop. You calling homeless people.
There are
the homeless
disease. You go to Toyota Center a lot at night. You probably don't walk amongst the rest of us, but if you did, like at night after the
China Garden.
After the game's over,
yeah, I walk to China Garden.
And they're scurrying around. Doesn't it make you think?
No,
this is almost like the.
No,
this
they're
is
not
almost
scurrying.
Like the,
they're not.
This is almost like the Walking Dead.
Like zombies.
Like it's zombies don't scurry. I'm giving the homeless credit. zombies more shamble. The homeless don't shamble. Well, sometimes they do. I'm just saying.
Oh my goodness!
If you were
you're
at
digging
this,
a deeper.
I don't. What hole am I digging? Working on this show. My point is, I was out
what
there.
What
would
Dell's dad say about this?
My dad would like. The man is right. He would agree with me.
Lance is. You know what hole Lance is in right now? Joe Biden creepy shots.
Yeah.
Creepy pictures.
It's just. The kisses and the smells and the look, I like the way hair smells sometimes too. You get a little whatever my wife has, there's a smell. I like to smell my wife's hair. Mm. I don't come in for the smell on strangers or people I work with. Like I don't say, "Can I smell your hair?" Well, that'd be better. I guess I'd at least be asking.
Yeah.
But he's going in for
he's
it.
Doing it. He's doing it to everybody.
So,
it seems
yeah,
like
I'm just in a. I'm in a little.
And they seem to be young.
Bit of a rabbit hole. I've already heard Dell's hatred of the homeless.
It's so not this that I hate them.
Have to,
I just.
I don't need
no,
them.
You kind
of
do.
I don't hate them. I just live in a world where I watch a lot of science fiction into the world stuff, and I don't compare people to vampires because I haven't found the correct comparison yet. But I have found the correct comparison to zombies.
This is bad. This is a bad thing for the show.
When Del. The mics are off, I'll have comments.
Yes, yes. Oh, number one.
Oh,
number one, you, Dell, taking over
oh,
for
really?
Lance.
Because he's going to talk
now
about it off the air?
Del,
no, not taking over for me,
Lance,
taking over for you.
Lance, Raheel, and me.
No, I'm not number one because I've talked about this before.
Yeah, no.
This
but
is,
it just
this
reinforces
this is
it.
Part of my,
this is the reason.
Part of my resume, and I'm still fourth on the list.
Okay. All right. Hey, just because you're shooting and keep making your threes, okay, that means you're number one. You continue to
no,
make these
no,
threes.
No, I'm not because this
you
is,
didn't you didn't apologize for this.
Because
all
I don't
you
feel
did
that,
was con- you,
I don't think
it.
There's a need to apologize. Mm. I think if people look at this logically, you'll say to yourself, "Dell's right."
No, I'm not sure about that. How about Jim? Let's get Jim in here. He wants to talk about his Rockets. What do you say, Jim?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. It's good to find you guys again. I kind of grew up with you guys, and I missed the pro, Dick Harmon. Wanted to talk about, you know, Lance was talking how, you know, if you don't want to be with this team, you're going to miss the parade. He's kind of right, because I'll puff my chest out if the Rockets win. But I agree with Granato, man. This team is like watching the Utah Jazz. I mean, you got Karl Malone, who would never finish at the basket, expecting the ref to have the whistle in his mouth so he could go to the line. And, I mean, the offense is pick and roll 99% of the time. And, I mean, the way we give up baskets, unbelievable. I mean, last night, that game should have been over. If you took it, when you were up 17, if you made smart plays on the defensive end and got back on defense, it would have never gotten that close. And if we think Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are going to miss shots like that, you're kidding yourself.
But what's the but the Rockets won. What's the problem?
Well, they did Jim, win. Yeah. I'm happy, but they're not going to
Doesn't sound
you're,
like you're super happy.
Well, was it not worrisome, those easy baskets they gave them?
Yeah, it happens. Was it not worrisome that the Rockets were out-hustling Golden State?
Yeah.
No. Hustle plays. But no, they've won two in a row.
It got scary at the end, though.
But they've won two in a row, Jim. What's the? And I know you don't like the way they play, so but that shouldn't impact whether or not you give them credit for wins.
Well, yeah, he would say he's not giving them credit
for wins, but
right,
covering.
You're right about that. Well, yeah. You're right about that. But you know who my best player on the whole team is? P.J. Tucker. Without P.J. Tucker, they're lost because he plays defense. And another thing is I don't understand why Capella at some points, I'm not saying the whole game, why he can't just guard Durant a little bit. I mean, just put him on there and say that's your job.
He gives up
Fareed in for some defense.
You know what I like? Whatever they're doing. Because it's 2-2 right now, and the Rockets were sticking with them in the first two. Like, I just don't think – I don't know – I wanted to see Fareed too, and I'd love to see him. But in what context? Where are the Rockets being hurt right now by not having Kenneth Fareed on the court? I want to see Kenneth Fareed. I'd love to see Kenneth, but I'm not going to be. But I'm going to be fair and honest about this and objective. The lack of Kenneth Fareed is not killing the Rockets right now. I thought that they would be better with him, but you know what? The last two games, he hadn't played the last two games, and they've won the last two games. So give credit. I mean, it's okay to give. It's okay to criticize. But when things go right, give some credit.
Yeah.
Instead of talking about, they got all these easy shots, it would have never come down from 17. They won.
Yeah.
They won and covered.
Well, yeah.
The win and the cover both times. Right. And the Rockets are covered.
No, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you, D'Antoni, and one of the things I said was D'Antoni is going to look at those easy baskets that they just ran down the floor and got layups on, and you got to fix that. You have got to fix that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. No. Well, I don't know that Jim wasn't saying that as well. That's something.
Well, he already
said
he doesn't like the Rockets.
Well, he doesn't. Yeah, okay.
So if you know that going in,
not everyone has to like the
Rockets.
He
called them the Jazz. That's the most hateful thing you can say.
He said he doesn't like the way they play, but he said if they win a title, he'll be celebrating because that's his team. He just doesn't appreciate their brand of basketball.
No. 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. Raheel joins us on the other side right here.
Don't ever say that.
In the meantime, though, you need some insurance, Jim. Okay, because Lance apparently doesn't think that
not a good segue.
Yeah.
TGS Insurance, tgsinsurance.com is where you go. And TGS is, they aggregate these different insurance providers. And so when you text money to 232323, you are going to get a variety of insurances that they're searching for your best rates for your homeowners. But it's not just the best rates, it's the best coverage too. It's a combination of coverage and rates. And you get that in real time within a minute. You'll have a price. Then they can email you once you move forward. You know, you can get an email with a variety of different insurance groups who are looking for your business, and they say, okay, here's the three or four that we found, and here are their prices. And you can make a decision from there. It's very easy. Raheel found this out. I found it out. The whole thing can be taken care of within under an hour. They send you stuff to DocuSign. You DocuSign it, which means you're not even having to scan or do anything that's a heckler for you. You get it done quickly. They take care of everything. They get your homeowner's insurance. And in car also, if you want to do car, they will break up with your homeowner, with your home owner's insurance and car insurance. They break up with them for you. They get them to send the amount of money, the prorated amount, back to you, and you get your coverage same day with the new providers. It's that simple. Why are you giving your money away to insurance providers that are not giving you the best offers? Make sure you go to TGSinsurance.com or text money to 232323.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.